Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 359. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening and for supporting me. And today I have an episode that's in direct response to a DM question I got the other day. And this question wasn't unlike so many other questions I get, but I circled this one because it felt like good timing with the new year, new beginnings, to talk about breaking cycles in dating, breaking the patterns we continue to go through. And this question basically said, I keep dating the wrong people over and over and over again. I keep ending up in the same scenarios over and over and over again. How do I stop this? What am I doing wrong? That was the gist of the DM. And I don't think there's a person on earth who can't relate to that in some sense, minus maybe the lucky folks who married their high school sweetheart or found their soulmate with one swipe or one date. Great for them. That's amazing. Seriously, great for them. But I think the majority of people have found that dating, as you date more and more, as you go through your 20s or maybe your 30s or beyond, dating becomes a bit like a Groundhog Day, the movie, seeing the same things over and over and over again, the same patterns over and over again, the same cliche phrases, the same questions, the same responses. And unfortunately, as in the case of this question, I got the same disappointing outcomes. That is until, of course, you learn to break patterns and break cycles. I'm sure you can relate to this in some way, right? Dating. You try different things. You try different approaches. You take a break. You come back. You try dating a new type or having no type at all. But unfortunately, all roads lead to all too familiar scenarios for you. Scenarios that leave you frustrated in either like, what the fuck? What were they even doing dating? Why were they dating? Or with yourself, like, what the heck was I thinking? Why did I do that? like a good first date, a good second date, but it ends in disappointment after date three or month three. You hear the usual, I'm not ready. I'm not looking for something serious. You deserve better, but I'm not ready. Maybe that's the case. Or maybe you realize that you're not a match, but it's only after 2 months of effort. And you're like, man, I should have paid attention to myself earlier on. Why didn't I pay attention to our lack of compatibility in month two? Why did I wait until month three or month four? Pattern, right? 2, 3, 4 month periods of time where you were so into the potential of you two together, but then it ended. Either it was them who ended it, you who ended it, some combination of the two, whatever happened. And then rinse and repeat over and over again. Groundhog Day, right? And I think that's familiar for a lot of people, of course. I think it's a challenge for a lot of people. It's very universal. But I was thinking about this some more, and I think it's particularly a challenge. And I think patterns are particularly attracted to people who live with a lot of empathy. Empath, if you prefer the title. And so I want to respond to this DM question and the universal frustration surrounding it by talking about dating with empathy. That is, what is it like to be someone with a lot of empathy who continues to see the same outcomes over and over again? And I think looking at dating through the lens of empathy, whether you consider yourself to be an overly empathetic person or not, can be really, really helpful. Because I'm going to make a point here that I think everyone can benefit from. But I will say, chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, just a wild guess here, but I'd venture to say you probably are a rather empathetic person. you are someone who takes time to consider other people's opinions and their perspectives and their past and their motivation, their everything. You're someone who you listen a lot. You're a good listener. You try to understand. You try to understand where someone's coming from. You tend to take on other people's problems or anxieties as your own. But most of all, as an empathetic person, you really, really believe in hope. You believe in potential. And you believe in this because you believe in positive intent. And I think in particular, that presents a very interesting dilemma in dating. And it's why you, an empathetic person, might find yourself facing the same challenges, the same cycles, the same patterns, and the same outcomes over and over again. And that's simply put because you approach relationships with hope. You approach them with a desire for potential. You approach them from the perspective of they have positive intent behind their actions, no matter how miscalculated they might be. You lead with empathy. And so you offer your empathy first and foremost to that person, and you take on the role of a giver. So much so that unfortunately, you also tend to forget to give some of that empathy to yourself. And that is why I found these types of patterns in dating continue to persist, because you're so empathetic, because you believe in potential so much. That's what I want to talk about briefly here in very simple terms, dating as a person who leads with empathy. I want to talk briefly about how to not let your empathy, which is your most incredible trait, by the way, how to not let it lead you into scenarios where you're not honoring yourself in the process, where you're only giving your empathy to them and you're not giving any of it to yourself. And I think we need to take a step back and realize that in the case of being someone with a lot of empathy, there's plenty to go around. There's plenty to give, and there's plenty to give to yourself. It's like family style, scoop for you, scoop for me, right? We need to learn to give and to receive, that is to give to them and to give to ourselves. And I think this is such a great topic because if you're listening, I don't know you obviously, but I really genuinely do think you're incredible. I don't say that blindly and like patronizing. I really do think that's the case because you're listening to a self-help podcast. You're taking time out of your day to try to be a better person, to be a better human, to love yourself more, to be more intentional, to be more compassionate, and to give that gift to others. And I really commend you for that. I genuinely mean that. But sometimes the result of leveling up our own consciousness, our own intention, our own compassion, our own honesty is that we turn right around and we give it to others instead of giving it to ourselves. We do all this inner work and we turn around and we give it to other people because we think that will fix a problem, our problem or their problem. We think that will lead us in the right direction. We think that will give us more clarity. And I do 100% think that is true, genuinely. To receive, you have to give, absolutely. But the thesis here is that we need more balance. We need more balance because without balance, we give and we give and we give. We make excuses for other people. We do all these things that in retrospect were clearly wrong, but we do it because we believe so much in potential and hope, and our empathy is what leads us there. And the net result is that this has a kind of Groundhog Day effect. And yeah, it's fine. I hate that I just said net result. I clearly worked in like corporate America for too long. May as well shift the paradigm and circle the wagons while we're at it. But seriously, the result is a pattern, a cycle. That is where an imbalance in empathy leads you. You date and you date and you date, but it's only after that 3 month or 4 month period where you're like, oh, wow, what was I thinking? Why didn't I see that red flag? Or I should have recognized that person wasn't right for me. But it's only after that pattern subsists. And then we hop right back into that pattern, right? It's only after that period of time that your true feelings materialize. And you're like, what was I thinking? It's only after that period of time where you're like, man, I can't believe I saw so much potential where clearly there wasn't any. Pattern, pattern, pattern. It's your empathy. Your empathy is why you stay in relationships longer than you should. It's why you make excuses for people. It's why you believe in the potential of change. It's why you rationalize certain behavior. It's why you rationalize your own behavior as well. It's because you're leading with hope and compassion. It's because you lead with trying to understand them, where they're coming from, where they're capable of heading. And when that's your motivation, again, I really do think it's the most amazing gift to operate from that place. But when that's the case, you tend to overlook reality. You overlook reality because you're lost in the sauce of potential. And yeah, of course, though, I think dating inherently is about believing in potential, of course. But I always suggest the following question to people to ask yourself. After you get to know someone, another person, decently well, and you have a solid gauge of your connection and compatibility with them, ask yourself, if nothing were to change, is this good enough for me? Is this good enough for us? That's a very telling question. I've done episodes on that question before, but empaths, people with empathy, tend to ask that question way after the fact, after they've invested their empathy in that other person. That is their energy, their time, excuses, belief, hope, potential, and all that. You tend to ask that question way late. And by that point, the answer is obvious, but there you are again in the midst of that pattern. So I wanted to do this episode, given sure that it's a new year and it's definitely an exciting time to establish new boundaries and new standards and to really respect finally what you bring to the table. I really want to do this to help you remember what it means to date in the present. And I think my main takeaway here is that yes, lead with empathy. Be the person who cares first. Be the person who's willing to try, who assumes positive intent. Don't be the conceited social media, I am the prize, I deserve to be chased because I exist person. Don't be that person. Be the person who's willing to try first. Be the person who's willing to be vulnerable first. Be the person who believes in hope and possibility and isn't cold and closed off. Be the person who understands that other people have bad days and other people are carrying around their own baggage, just like you are. Be the person who understands what it is to be an imperfect person. Be that person. Do all that because you have the gift of empathy. Give it. Seriously, the world needs that. I genuinely believe that. The world needs people who take time to understand, to forgive, people who relate and empathize and spread their gift, who believe in potential. Be that person. But, and here's the reality check where, okay, maybe we do need a little bit of the flip side, a little bit of swag, a little bit of tough love, of knowing that you're the shit. We need balance. We need balance. Be that highly empathetic person, but as much as you give others that empathy, you have to give yourself the same amount. I would say the same amount, 50-50. Cycles, patterns, Groundhog Day, in my experience, those come because of an imbalance in empathy. You're giving them more than you're giving yourself, way more. You're emptying your cup for them, and you're sitting over there parched in desperate need of your own empathy. And when that's the case, that's how you end up blinded by potential. That's how you end up giving and giving and giving, making excuses, wanting change, hoping change, only to finally one day realize that, oh, you were wrong. And that's okay. But we need to realize that day sooner, because an imbalance in empathy is what leads you to incorrectly, a lot of the time, put their best interest ahead of yours way too early in a relationship. Certainly, eventually, that's what you're supposed to do. But in the early stages, again, we're talking months here, we have to check that inclination we have, that healthy, amazing, empathetic inclination you have, but we need to stop it at 50%. Otherwise, you're going to see patterns repeat. You're going to continue to make excuses for repeated canceled plans because, oh, they're just busy and I understand. You're going to be totally cool with hearing, I'm open to whatever, let's see where things go, because you believe that whatever can be reciprocated eventually. You believe in that hope. You're going to be totally chill with no communication for weeks because, oh, they're a bad phone person, and you can get that. You're going to rationalize surface level conversations, no spark, no compatibility, because you think it'll turn into more down the line, right? Patterns born of your most amazing trait. But you can't give them more empathy than you give yourself. Otherwise, you continue patterns. You continue to wade kind of blindly into these circumstances. And I think the point of today's episode certainly is not to become a selfish person. It's simply to find balance in your life. Give yourself the same empathy you so freely and willingly and eagerly give others. You want to see potential with someone you just met? Great, that's amazing. Please do that. Be the first to care. I love that so much. But balance it. What does your reality say? What does your empathy for yourself say? If nothing changed, is this good enough for you? Is this compassionate enough for you? Is this reciprocated enough for you? Is this intentional enough for you? Ask yourself that. Yes, please be a giver, but don't forget to give to yourself. Your empathy is a gift, and I think the most powerful, unstoppable person in life is a confident person with empathy. Yeah, man, it's a confident empath in life is unstoppable. I really think that. That's someone who gives. It's someone who believes in potential and hope. It's someone who tries to understand someone else and placing their problems, their anxieties, their issues right alongside of your own. But it's also someone who knows what they bring to the table themselves and gives themselves the same empathy that you give to others. It's someone who owns, frankly, their empathy as a superpower. It's where you can be sensitive to other people's energies and their imperfections, and you can give them the patience that they deserve, but you equally so give it to yourself. It's someone who can advocate for a belief in patience and hope, but also who can have strong boundaries and high standards. It's someone who can balance their interests with that other person's interests. It's someone who can give understanding to them, but also to yourself. A confident empath. It's someone who practices empathy by giving it, but also by giving it to themselves. And I think that's the way that this balance needs to be, because you have the greatest gift of all, and it's a superpower, but you have to reserve half of it for yourself. And what better way to live than that, with balance? You're willing to try, you're willing to care first, you're not closed off. Certainly you're cautious and you don't take shit, but you're willing to wade into the unknown because you believe in hope and you believe in potential. You understand that not everyone's perfect and people are trying their best, including yourself. And so you assume positive intent. All the while you're at peace. You're letting the universe guide you and you believe in that potential. You're an empath. But balance. You also give yourself the same respect. It's like a mirror. You're willing to give them your energy and your understanding, while also you turn right around and you give those very same things to yourself. No discounts, nothing. 50% to yourself. That is balance. That is a confident empath. A confident empath, I think in 2022, certainly is someone who breaks cycles. It's someone who balances patience with intention. It's someone who balances understanding with high standards. It's someone who balances vulnerability with boundaries. It's someone who has learned that their superpower is their empathy. But sometimes you need to learn to observe instead of give. Observe instead of feel. That is the 50%. Maybe if you're listening to this, that's the 50% you've been missing. And I just wanted to take this episode to encourage you to do like a quick audit. Take a look. Take a look at your empathy fuel gauge. How much are you giving to others and how much are you giving to yourself? You believe so strongly in potential and in hope and in other people's ability to be intentional and honest and true and real. That's great. That's 50%. But are you holding that same standard for you and giving that same appreciation and understanding and belief to yourself? That's belief in your own potential, your own intention, your own honesty. I think it's time to rebalance, but don't give up what you give to others. I don't think you'll ever regret living with empathy. I don't think you'll ever regret trying, believing first, being the optimist, being the cliche, wear your heart on your sleeve type person. I don't think you'll ever regret that. I don't think you'll ever regret remaining open and compassionate when all the advice says to close off. When all the advice says to wait for someone else to set the tone, wait for them to be honest, wait for them to give. Seriously, I think a happy, fulfilled life is one where you lead with empathy. But from this day forth, always be asking yourself, am I giving to myself the same love, the same understanding, the same patience, the same empathy that I'm giving that other person? That is how you break patterns. And that is how you learn to observe instead of internalize. It's how you learn to balance potential with reality. But most of all, it's how you learn to give, but also receive. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Balance 50-50. I hope this was helpful in some way. If it was, I'd be so grateful if you just take a minute, give the show a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Just take 1 minute, if you don't mind, to write a short review. Hey, this is really great. Love case, whatever it is. It really does help the show grow. So thank you so much for taking a minute to do that. But that is it. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me by visiting newmindsethoodist.com. And until next episode, I'm out.